lawsuit. Yeah. We seem to have in our culture this love-hate relationship with babies.
Yeah.
You know, like we either don't want anything to do with them or we're going to do whatever we can to have one, no matter how strange or bizarre it may be. So we'll talk about that. And then also the Holy Father's words about an ecumenism of blood. We talked about in some remarks the other day, talking about, you know, talk about common ground. That's, you know, the suffering for the faith that is going on in a lot of places where they don't care if you're Catholic or Protestant. You know, Anglican, Orthodox, whatever it may be. If you're a Christian, you know, you're in a dangerous place.
All right. Well, all of that coming up. Mike Allen, The Mike Allen Show coming up next. And we're back tomorrow afternoon, 3 10 p.m. Diocese Live, your Catholic show and your Catholic station. Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM. WMJR, Nicholasville, Lexington.
Living your faith. I'm Jane Hansen with a message from the Order of Malta, a 900-year-old worldwide association of Catholic laymen and women dedicated to helping the sick and the poor. Jesus said, "Love one another." This is the supreme law. It is also an invitation to happiness. In the Psalms, we read, "Happy are those who follow the law of the Lord." Do you know that the power of love can be expressed with a simple smile? Kimberly Scully tells of a time she was coming home from work exhausted. On her way, she passed a small boy being pushed in a stroller. The tot beamed and waved to her. His smile radiated pure joy, as though he were saying, "Isn't life wonderful?" Kimberly felt an instant change in her mood, as if she were seeing the wonder and beauty of the world through the eyes of a child. She was filled with renewed energy. The power of a smile cannot be underestimated. To learn more about the Order of Malta, visit our website, maltausa.org. Thank you.
Good Thursday afternoon from Real Life Radio. We'll see increasing cloudiness for the rest of today with a high in the middle 50s. For tonight, our skies will be mostly cloudy with a low of 44. For tomorrow, a cloudy day with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm by the evening with a high of 59. And periods of showers and thunderstorms possible on Saturday with some of the storms producing some heavy rainfall. Cloudy skies with a high of 65. This is Real Life Radio.
Here's a Catholic calendar update on Real Life Radio. Have you checked out realliferadio.com lately? It's simple, easy to navigate, and there's a wealth of knowledge there. Check out our complete list of advertisers under the Support Our Advertisers tab, peruse the events calendar, and don't forget you can still listen to podcasts from our local shows and recent events, including our What If It Is True speaker series, under the On Air tab. Go to realliferadio.com and enjoy. And that's a Catholic calendar update brought to you by Wine Styles on the corner of Moore Drive and Nicholasville Road. Find your style.
Studies have shown that promotional items can improve the favorable perception of your organization by 78%. That's a huge impact. We believe in the impact of promotional items at Real Life Radio and trust locally owned and operated 10th Planet to provide the absolute best quality at the absolute best price. Now 10th Planet is offering free t-shirts for John 1010 Club members. Get 10 free t-shirts with your order of 48 or more of the same design. Find out more at go10thplanet.com. That's go10thplanet.com.
Merrick Inn has long been Lexington's premier celebration location. And with private accommodations for groups from a dozen to over 60, why wouldn't you celebrate at Merrick? However, the Merrick Inn wants you to know they're not just for special occasions. Not when every night is a special occasion for John 1010 Club members. Show your card when ordering and get a bottle of wine at 20% off. 20% off wines anytime for John 1010 Club members at Merrick Inn. Enjoy yours tonight. And give the gift of Merrick this Christmas with Merrick Inn gift cards at themerrickinn.com.
For the poor and homeless in Lexington, the dream of providing a fine holiday meal complete with a beautiful Christmas ham is just that, a dream. Thankfully, the Lexington Rescue Mission will be spreading Christmas cheer this December 25th, and a gift of $28.50 will help feed and care for 15 of our neighbors in Lexington. Share them the joy of giving this Christmas by giving today at lexingtonrescue.org or by calling 381-9600.
Good afternoon, Real Life Radio listeners. This is Jennifer with your traffic, brought to you by Kentucky Alarm Systems. Learn more at kyalarm.com. Got a traffic tip? Give me a call, 855-949-1380. You can follow me on Twitter at RLR Traffic, and that's your traffic on your Catholic station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM.
Good afternoon, friends, and welcome into the Mike Allen Show on your Catholic station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM, here on December 19th, just a few days away from the Feast of the Nativity, here in the middle of the O Antiphons. Today, O Radix Jesse, O Root of Jesse, making our way slowly but surely. I don't know how much shopping you got left to do. I got a bunch. That's my question of the day. What percentage of your Christmas shopping is done? Finito. 855-949-1380. You want to call anytime during the program or email me, MikeAllenShow@gmail.com. I got a feeling I've got some other folks that are in my same boat. Joined today by guest Jason Hall, regular guest, and with a special guest yet to come. Jason, welcome into the studio.
Happy Festivus, Mikey.
Thank you very much. I know that's a celebration dear to your family's heart. Then they came over here to flee persecution of Festivus.
That's right. Had a whole boat full of aluminum poles and lots of grievances, Mike. Lots of grievances.
And people who've never seen Seinfeld have no idea what we're talking about. Yeah. Kind of like when we talk about baseball. You know, you have those folks out there, rare ones, like Lisa Figgle-Stollard,
who
don't even know, you know.
I think she pretends not to be interested.
To, like, Lisa would watch a game and say, oh, good, we scored a point.
Or, this is so boring, even though...
But I want you to know, Jason, when I said a special guest later, I didn't mean that you're not special.
Well, I'm a regular guest, right? We're both regular guests.
You're both regular guests. In fact, you helped connect me with Chelsea Zimmerman, the great blogger, Reflections of a Paralytic, and editor of Catholic Lane, I think, and also Ignitum...
Yeah, I think she's still an editor, and also Catholic Stand.
And Catholic Stand, all right. Yeah. So a multiple-pronged blogger.
Yes.
And Jason, also a prolific blogger as well, and the associate director of the Catholic Conference of Kentucky.
Yep.
So
in my spare time.
In your spare time. And we have a lot of things to talk about today, and we'll have a good time. We're going to talk about our love-hate relationship we seem to have in our culture with babies, which is very interesting. It's a strange sort of... dichotomy between the two. And then we're also going to talk about something the Holy Father talked about, an ecumenism of blood, that I thought was a very interesting way of looking at the ecumenical movement and our unity, Catholics and Protestants and Orthodox together. And then also, I hate to say it, but I'm calling out your captain, Captain Kirk, for embracing the culture of death. And we'll actually hear a little clip later from a Star Trek episode. And you and Chelsea, both huge Star Trek fans, and you have this really crush on William Shatner, Captain Kirk, going. And I just got to tell you, somebody committed to the culture of life. I don't know how you're going to be able to reconcile it when we hear this clip.
Well, sometimes our heroes disappoint us. But he saved the planet twice, so let's not... let's not go overboard here.
Is this some kind of
strange... And that's just Earth, not to mention other planets.
Hey, what is it? The ends does not justify the means. I don't know what that has to do with anything. But anyway, it sounded good. And congratulations to Jennifer, the call screener. 15-year anniversary today, her and her husband, Bill. So if you're listening, Bill, congratulations. Now, we always begin the show with prayer. It is the here in the O Antiphons. Did you know anything about the O Antiphons? Before you became Catholic, Jason?
Not before I became Catholic, no. But now I see, of course, every year different meditations on them, people publishing different things on them.
And I just think the whole acrostic thing is really cool.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's amazing. And I'm finding what you're not able to find. We were looking for the prayer for O Radix Jesse, or Root of Jesse. That word radix in the Latin means root, like radical, you know? Radical dude, same thing. So, well, that'll be our prayer today, and... just lift up whatever concerns that you may have on your heart as we approach this Christmas. Pray especially for peace in the world. We talk about this ecumenism of blood. I read this story. I didn't notice it until today. This Christian who was over in Libya who was gunned down just the other day. Did you read that story?
No, I don't think so.
Went over there with his wife and his young child. His official job over there was teaching English or something like that. But he was really there as a missionary. And was gunned down on the... He'd sent his wife and child back for Christmas, and he was going to come then later, and was gunned down on the street there in Libya, probably very likely for his faith. Hmm. And his wife has written an open letter to the Libyans forgiving them.
Well,
I mean, it's really a remarkable story. So pray for those who are suffering persecution, all the places that there is violence, and remember that we're about to celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace, peace on earth, of all people, to all people of goodwill. So we'll pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O root of Jesse, standing as a sign among the peoples, before you kings will shut their mouths. To you the nations will make their prayer. Come and deliver us, and delay no longer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, we've got some trivia. I'm going to give you a chance to win a basic lube, oil, and filter voucher from the Goodyear on Southland Drive. Our good buddy Steve Tressler here scored this for us. So you can get a free oil change, basically, at the Goodyear on Southland Drive if you can answer this question. As you know, Jason and Chelsea, who will be with us in a few minutes, huge Star Trek fans. There was an actor in the original Star Trek series who once sang a song called The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. So you have all kind of intersections here, right? You've got Star Trek, you've got, you know, J.R.R. Tolkien, a Catholic and everything. So anyway.
And just generally the hippy-dippy 60s, which this song definitely evokes.
Exactly. So you have to tell me which Star Trek actor sang The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. And if you're needing a little help, I'll let you hear it for just a minute.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of the Shire, was a brave little hobbit whom we all admire.
Not the best audio in the world, right?
But
there you go. This is good. Oh, we've already got somebody calling. David. David, welcome to the program.
Hello.
David, are you a Trekkie?
Sort of.
I mean, that was a quick.
Kind of a
part-time
Trekkie.
You answered quickly on this, all right? So
yeah,
who is it?
That would be Leonard Nimoy.
That is correct. Maybe the low point in his professional career.
Maybe.
I'm watching the video, and it's definitely, it's got to, it's as almost as bad as William Shatner's Rocket Man.
Shatner's music is so misunderstood.
Have you ever seen William Shatner's Rocket Man, David?
I've heard it.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah.
The Shatner apologist will tell you that it's deeper than we understand and all this kind of stuff. But
exactly.
It's just weird. Well, David, congratulations. How much of your Christmas shopping you got done, percentage-wise?
I think we've got it done.
Wow.
So.
You say we. You married?
Yes.
Children?
Yes.
All right. Are your children the age where you're going to have to assemble some stuff?
I don't think we have anything that has to be assembled, but we've had that before.
Oh yeah,
trampolines, things like that. So
trampoline, David, you go big or go home on Christmas, don't you? Wow, that's fantastic. Well, I'm gonna put you on hold, and Jennifer will get your information, and we'll get you this free oil change. How about that?
That sounds good.
Have a very Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you.
Merry Christmas, you too.
All right, fantastic. Now we got to effort and get our other guest, our special guest, Chelsea Zimmerman, on the phone. Hopefully we'll be able to get here in just a minute as soon as we get the prize taken care of. Chelsea's the one who really gave me the idea of the love-hate relationship with babies, because if you go on her blog, which is excellent, Reflections, just Google up Reflections of a Paralytic, and she's written most recently about this whole wrongful birth lawsuit, which there seemed to be a whole kind of spate of these.
Yeah, I think there have been a number of them.
Which is just, I mean, how would you like to eventually discover that your parents filed a wrongful birth lawsuit?
No kidding. How soon before someone files a wrongful birth lawsuit because their little brother drove them crazy?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And sue their parents for having the little brother. I don't know.
Or somebody who files a wrongful birth lawsuit for themselves. You know, my life's been miserable.
Yeah.
I hate my life. So, you know, I'm going to sue my parents for my wrongful birth.
Well, have you heard the It's a Wonderful Life remake that's being done? Or not remake, sequel.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah, they're going to totally, you know, destroy the memory. They're literally reversing the point. It's George Bailey's grandson is going to be the character. And the point of the story is going to be that how much better the world would be if he had never been born.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I'm serious.
This is not from The Onion.
No, this is for real.
For realsies, we've got Chelsea here. Chelsea, sorry it took us a little while to get to you.
That's all right. I'm here now.
Yes, you're our special guest, as I said earlier.
More special, not necessarily.
You're down in Pensacola, correct?
Yes.
I'm afraid to ask you what the temperature is down there.
It's actually pretty warm. We had some pretty chilly days. Well, I mean, chilly for us in the 40s or so. And it's probably in the 60s or 70s now, right now.
Wow.
50s at night.
Didn't it get to 60 here, or close to it?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. People are actually washing their cars today after being huddled away and everything. Well, Chelsea, we're going to get into this love-hate relationship with babies and talk about wrongful birth lawsuits. We're going to have to go to a break, but we're glad we got you in here. Anyway, did you hear our Ballad of Bilbo Baggins song we played?
Yes, I heard that. I have heard it before, actually.
Here's a little interesting factoid about Star Trek I found out today reading. You may already know this, but that Leonard Nimoy, you know his Vulcan salute or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He actually got that as a young boy. He's Jewish.
It's a Jewish custom. I read that on, I think Frank Weathers did that on the Why I'm Catholic blog not too long ago.
He was supposed to have his eyes closed for some kind of secret blessing in the synagogue, and he peeked, and they were making, which evidently it's like some Hebrew letter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that looks like a V to us, and it's supposed to be for Yahweh, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, just even more unfolds.
Indeed.
mm-hmm. Connections between Nimoy and Tolkien, and now this.
Yep.
Are you one who appreciates Rocket Man, or do you agree with me that it's really bad?
You're talking about Shatner's Rocket Man?
Yes.
I think I've seen it. It's funny.
Yeah,
I think it's funny.
Yeah, in its own kind of twisted way.
But I can laugh at some of Shatner's. You know, it's supposed to be funny.
Is it supposed to be funny? This is where I'm going to need to find out with Jason, because he's always got this idea. There's this depth behind it. Was it supposed to be funny?
Well, I think I think it was at a certain level. It was supposed to be funny. I think he probably thought it was an interpretation. Rocket Man, but you know.
Yes, it was an interpretation, no doubt. Okay, we'll be back in a minute. Chelsea, just hold on. We're going to run to break. Your Catholic station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM.
Good Thursday afternoon. You're listening to On Call on your listener-supported Catholic station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM. We'll see partly sunny skies becoming partly cloudy for the rest of this afternoon and into the early evening with a high of 56. For tonight, skies become mostly cloudy with a low of 44, and a cloudy day for tomorrow with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm in the evening and a high of 59. This is Real Life Radio.
Here's a Catholic calendar update on Real Life Radio. Exploring Spirituality, Searching for God is an adult education series sponsored by the Parish Office of Stewardship and Development, held at St. Paul's Catholic Church on 425 West Short Street. On Monday, January 13th, Rabbi Mark Klein will discuss the spirituality of Judaism at 6:30 p.m. For information, call 252-0738. And that's a Catholic calendar update brought to you by Wine Styles on the corner of Moore Drive and Nicholasville Road. Find your style.
Are you tired of back pain? Well, I have the answer for you. Dr. Terry Thurlman, Chiropractic and Naturopathic Services. Dr. Thurlman is located at 702 South Main Street in Nicholasville, Kentucky. He's been in private practice there for over 22 years. He brings a solid work experience in musculoskeletal conditions, nutritional concerns, and takes a whole body approach to natural healing. So if you're ready to start living again, call Dr. Terry Thurlman at 885-BACK. 885-BACK. That's 885-BACK. And start living again.
Hi, I'm Ernie, Santa's chief elf. It's really busy here at the North Pole Distributing Center. You're lucky in Lexington. You can do all of your Christmas shopping at Leather Incorporated. Now at Palomar Center. They have gifts for everyone on your list. Luggage for Dad, a briefcase for Mom. Daniel needs a new wallet. Pens and games for everyone. They also have great ideas for corporate gifts, too.
Oh, come on, Ernie. Get back to work.
Okay, big guy. Hold your reindeer. Leather Incorporated has moved to Palomar Center. Harrisburg Road at Man O' War.
Megan Moore of KBC Kentucky on how to test the waters of foster parenting as a respite foster parent.
Sometimes children just need a break, and so we can have foster parents who really focus on just being a respite provider. The goal is always to try and return the child to their home. It would be great for foster parents to be able to focus on how to impact the relationship with the biological family.
Is foster parenting calling you? Call KBC Kentucky, 254-1035. That's 254-1035.
Hi, I'm Karina Fry with PR Realty Group. We help individuals and families invest in a home financially and for their life. We make sure that they have all resources from the time that they begin until they finish the transaction. We're proud to do business in the Lexington area and the Louisville area, and proud to take our faith with us.
Contact Karina at 859-338-3456. 859-338-3456. PR Realty Works.com.
Real Life Radio is proud to announce our first What If It Is True series of the new year. January 11th at 7 p.m. at Lexington's St. Peter and Paul School Auditorium, you'll be treated to an exclusive screening of the new pro-life feature presentation, The 40 Film. After the viewing, director John Morales will be present for Q&A and commentary about the movie. Register now, as space is limited. Child care is provided. Reservations are $35 per person or free to John 1010 Club members at What If It Is True Series.com.
Good afternoon, Real Life Radio listeners. This is Jennifer with your traffic, brought to you by Kentucky Alarm Systems. Learn more at kyalarm.com. Injury collision on Versailles Road at Man O' War, and injury collision on Center Parkway between Green Tree Road and Olympia Road. Looking at a non-injury collision on High Street at Lafayette Avenue. Got a traffic tip? Give me a call, 855-949-1380. And that's your traffic on the Catholic station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM.
Oh, I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely. Out in space.
22 minutes past the hour, you're back on the Mike Allen Show, listening to the indomitable William Shatner's Rocket Band. Jason, you wipe the tears, okay? We've got Chelsea Zimmerman with us on the phone as well, and we're going to talk about an article that she has from her blog. Go Google up Reflections of a Paralytic. It's a great blog that Chelsea deals with a lot of bioethical issues, and you dealt with this issue, this strange, we've talked about this dichotomy between this love-hate relationship we have with babies, these wrongful birth lawsuits, and maybe the most significant one of date out of the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple in Washington State was recently awarded $50 million, the state's largest ever individual award in a wrongful birth case. And their child's 5 years old, so they've been caring for it, has some rare genetic disease. And they're saying that had the hospital basically failed to correctly they asked to get, you know, the child tested before she was born, and they just, for whatever reason, the hospital, they feel like, failed to find this genetic disorder that they should have found, and if they would have found it, they would have had an abortion. And so now they have all of these hospital bills, and I think that's really the driving force behind these lawsuits, is not really to say, I mean, although that's the message that comes across, it's not really to say they wish their child was dead. I think the driving force behind it is to get money for these medical bills they wouldn't have, if, you know, that they have now. And in order to do that, they have to say, well, we wouldn't have them if we were able to kill our child before she was born.
So you're thinking that there may be something disingenuous even in the lawsuit, that you know, maybe they really would not have aborted the child, but they're just saying that.
Well, I think they would have, but they're not. I guess what I'm trying to say is they're not trying to say that they regret the fact that she's alive now, but that's still the message that comes across. You know, is not just the fact that, you know, oh, we would have killed her before. The message comes across that, oh, we kind of regret the fact that she's alive now, and, you know, that we didn't get a chance to kill her before, and now we have all these medical bills that we need money for.
Well, I think the underlying kind of principle there that they're advocating is that it would have been better for the child not to have been born than to have whatever illness or disability the child has.
Better for that, and better for the parents.
Right.
Not have these medical bills and not have to, you know, deal with this this child that they have to take care of. And in every case that in most of the cases I've read, the parents try to make it clear, well, we're not saying that we don't love our child and we don't, you know, that we regret the fact that she's alive, but it's like, well, that's exactly what you're saying.
Well, I mean, there is a sort of twisted logic that you hear people use, that the truly loving thing to do for a child in that situation is to kill it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the other thing that these lawsuits do is that they give more fuel to the obstetricians who are already bullying parents into getting abortion after a poor prenatal diagnosis. These lawsuits just kind of fuel that. You know, they tell the obstetricians, like, you better, you know, do a better job at diagnosing these children and making sure that these parents get abortions, because this is what you're going to be faced with if you don't.
So, in other words, they'll get the physician, if he's aware of some sort of abnormality, he will probably paint an even more dire picture than he would have before in order to at least implicitly sort of pressure the couple into, you know, they always use the word options. We want you to know what your options are, which is a very much a code word.
Right. Yeah, but if you if you talk to any parents that have gone through this, it is definitely a bullying situation that they get into with these doctors.
Well, and part of the, just from the legal standpoint, you know, when you have, every hospital and every, you know, medical institution of any kind has a risk management department whose job it is to study the legal landscape and determine what the best practices are to avoid legal liability. Mm-hmm. And if a child is kind of in that gray area where they might, you know, have some kind of disability or illness, you know, if these multi-million-dollar awards get to the point where they're readily won against providers, then any risk management department, absent any moral consideration, just looking at it from a purely, would counsel their doc, you know, push towards the abortion, because we can't, unless you're absolutely sure this is a healthy child, push them towards having an abortion. That would be just from a, that's what any lawyer separated from an ethical consideration would advise if these cases are being won.
You know, do you think that, I could understand a lawsuit like, for example, if we had known, we would have made better preparations. You know, we would have known, you know, maybe there could have been some sort of prenatal treatment that could have helped the child. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we could have been more prepared emotionally to deal with this and so forth.
Sure.
But from a legal perspective, is that going to carry the same weight in a lawsuit as a situation like this?
Well, that's the thing. You know, I don't fully understand from the legal side of this, and I haven't studied it probably even to the extent, you know, I haven't read a lot beyond what Chelsea's written about it. But I think that, you know, the kind of deeper issues, why would, if there was a flaw in the diagnosis, if it was a question of something that should have been diagnosed that wasn't, that seems like a more basic, you could pursue a more basic medical malpractice claim. Especially, but of course, the problem would be you have to prove damages, and I guess that's what you would have to show, not only that they missed something they should have caught, but also that therefore that error resulted in the medical bills. And I guess it's easier to say, well, we would have had an abortion, so 100% of the medical bills beyond the price of an abortion is your fault, and that's, I guess, the legal rationale behind this kind of claim.
Wow, Chelsea, do you think that there will be pressure from, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? The personal injury lawyers. Do you think that they will get involved in this game at all, and then, you know, pressure couples to say, even though maybe they, you know, kind of like what's going on here.
Right.
Because the dollar figures that they're going to be eligible for based on these sort of precedents.
I'm not fully sure that's not the case right now, that what's happening with some of these parents. I mean, I can't imagine these parents took it upon themselves to say, gee, you know what? I mean, we have a child that we... The doctors should, the obstetrician should have been able to diagnose this before my child was born, so that I could have avoided all of this. That I have, you know, the 5 years I've been taking care of my child. I mean, I can't imagine a parent taking, you know, taking that step themselves to say, okay, what can we do about this now, you know, legally to get money from it. So I don't know if that's already not already the case.
I'm sure they didn't come up with the legal theory. They might have talked to an attorney about, you know, they should have caught this. This has cost us so much money. And then the attorney came up with the legal theory. Like, well, here's how we'll pursue it. You know.
But.
Just think, I mean, if this had been around, you know, way back when, Job could have sued God, you know, for his own wrongful birth.
Well, there's a question. There's always a problem with personal jurisdiction when you sue God.
Exactly. But God's got deep pockets.
He does.
You got, you know, Job, because he's the one who said, you know, better I was never born. Or maybe in Elizabeth and Zechariah.
That's right. Well, you've got problems with personal jurisdiction. You have problems with sovereign immunity. There's all kinds of legal problems.
All right. Well, we're going to have to go to break. We'll come back. We'll get into the other, the flip side, which is our obsession with babies, not just our hatred of babies, as it is in this situation, but our obsession that will make us pursue pregnancy any possible way. And we'll look at those bioethical issues with Chelsea Zimmerman and Jason Hall. We come back from the break. This is your Catholic station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM.
Saint Benedict became a saint because he continually sought God.
1 Minute Monk, Abbot Placid Solari of Belmont Abbey.
Benedictine monks do the same. Upon entering the monastery, a monk takes 3 vows: commitment to live monastic life, stability in monastic life, and obedience. These vows are powerful words. By them, we define who we are. We state our identity. Then we spend a lifetime growing into that ideal. What about your own life? Who have you said that you are? Does your life honestly reflect your words? Is who you have said you are truly who you yearn to be?
For your free copy of The Rule of Saint Benedict, visit oneminutemonk.com. oneminutemonk.com.
It's important to watch our words, choose them carefully, say what we mean, and, of course, live what we say.
Good Thursday afternoon from Real Life Radio. We'll see increasing cloudiness for the rest of today with a high in the middle 50s. For tonight, our skies will be mostly cloudy with a low of 44. For tomorrow, a cloudy day with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm by the evening with a high of 59. And periods of showers and thunderstorms possible on Saturday with some of the storms producing some heavy rainfall. Cloudy skies with a high of 65. This is Real Life Radio.
Here's a Catholic calendar update on Real Life Radio. Exploring Spirituality, Searching for God is an adult education series sponsored by the Parish Office of Stewardship and Development, held at St. Paul's Catholic Church on 425 West Short Street. On Monday, January 13th, Rabbi Mark Klein will discuss the spirituality of Judaism at 6:30 p.m. For information, call 252-0738. And that's a Catholic calendar update brought to you by Wine Styles on the corner of Moore Drive and Nicholasville Road. Find your style.
Merrick Inn has long been Lexington's premier celebration location. And with private accommodations for groups from a dozen to over 60, why wouldn't you celebrate at Merrick? However, the Merrick Inn wants you to know they're not just for special occasions. Not when every night is a special occasion for John 1010 Club members. Show your card when ordering and get a bottle of wine at 20% off. 20% off wines anytime for John 1010 Club members at Merrick Inn. Enjoy yours tonight. And give the gift of Merrick this Christmas with Merrick Inn gift cards at themerrickinn.com.
Here's Bill Flynn of European Auto Livery.
I enjoy owning and operating European Auto Livery. It's an option that people have other than the big stores, the big warehouses that need a lot of volume. I'm for the most part a one-man band. Personal advantage you have with me is a one-on-one relationship. I can qualify your needs, not just fix your car. It may or may not be in your interest long-term. I enjoy working in the Lexington community, supporting Real Life Radio.
Find Bill on Delaware Avenue or call 252-1118. That's 252-1118.
Have you been denied health insurance coverage for a pre-existing condition? Have you been denied the opportunity to change plans? With the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, taking place January 1st, all health insurance plans must cover pre-existing conditions. At Employee Benefit Associates, we work with our clients every day to find solutions for providing affordable health insurance. It's our job to help our clients navigate health insurance post-Obamacare. Visit us at kyhealthquotes.com or call 422-4242 for Employee Benefit Associates. This is Greg Humpke.
Good afternoon, Real Life Radio listeners. This is Jennifer with your traffic, brought to you by Kentucky Alarm Systems. Learn more at kyalarm.com. Injury collision on Versailles Road at Man O' War and Center Parkway between Green Tree Road and Olympia Road. Non-injury collision on Newtown Pike at I-75 and High Street at Lafayette Avenue. That's your traffic on the Catholic Station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM.
Welcome back into the Mike Allen Show on your Catholic station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM. Asking the question of the day, what percentage of your Christmas shopping do you have done? Shoot me an email, mikeallenshow@gmail.com, and we'll see where you stand here. I'm here with my guest, Jason Hall, who's the Associate Director of the Catholic Conference of Kentucky, regular guest, along with Chelsea Zimmerman, also a regular guest. From on the line from Pensacola, Florida. She's a blog editor and a blogger herself. Check out her blog, Google up Reflections of a Paralytic, or actually just go to reflectionsofaparalytic.com and see some of her writing, and you can find her some other blogs like Catholic Stand and Ignatum Today and some others like that. How much shopping, what percent do you have done, Chelsea? I'm sorry, Chelsea, I had you turned down. What percent of your shopping do you have done?
I'm done with all my my family, wow. My immediate family. I actually got one day. A present hasn't arrived. A gift that I ordered hasn't arrived yet. But it was easy though. This year was easy. Everybody was very specific. I knew exactly where to get everything that people wanted. I didn't really have to get too creative this year. So.
Well, you make me look bad, Jason. How much?
I've got a couple things I have to get. But I'm pretty close, yeah. I gotta find something for my nephew. That's the hard. I don't know what to get.
I'm like between 3% and 5% done.
My 4-year-old nephew. Although I bought myself a new coffee pot, which is awesome. It's a grind and brew.
Everybody should get themselves their own Christmas gift. Chelsea, we're talking about this love hate relationship our culture has with babies. We're talking about these wrongful birth lawsuits. Mm-hmm. That seem to be gaining traction, $50 million awarded. And yet at the other end of the spectrum, there's this mm-hmm. obsession, almost this sense of people believing they have a right to babies no matter mm-hmm. how they acquire them. I know you're writing on this right now, on this particular issue from a bioethics standpoint.
Right. Yeah, I harp on IVF so much. It's become one of the things that I've written about probably the most, mostly because there are so many different angles to come at it from, how it's, you know, wrong. But the latest thing I came across, and I've known that this has happened before, but was a story actually out of my old hometown where I just moved down to Pensacola from a year and a half ago, Jeff City, Missouri. A friend of mine posted a news article about this woman. I mean, she's like seriously infertile. She has no uterus. She was born without a uterus, and her mother, who's in her 50s or whatever, just recently gave birth to her own grandchild. Gave it to her, you know.
Can we all say ooh?
Ew. That's my response to that.
Ew, yeah, I wish that was everybody's response to it. I mean, after the story's been told and everything, and all the comments are just like, how wonderful this woman just sacrificed her body for do whatever she could to help her daughter. But
and
no,
and don't you think that's part of the problem here? You know, is that you have, there are virtues in the midst of these stories. You know,
right,
the virtue to want to have a child, the virtue to sacrifice oneself and one's own body for someone else's good. I mean, there are virtues mixed into this whole kind of cauldron.
Yeah, that's why it's hard to just tell everybody they're stupid for this, because they are. I mean, they're coming at it from, you know, they're wanting to, as wrong as it is in my eyes that I can clearly see it, you know, it's very fuzzy for these people. And
I think, too, you know, I've had friends that have done IVF, and I think they...
And just for those of you who don't know, IVF, in vitro fertilization.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they, you know, they want children, they have difficulty conceiving, or it's impossible to conceive. They go see a doctor. The doctor says, well, here, we can do this. It's your child.
Right.
It helps you conceive. And, you know, it all seems so scientific and, you know...
Value, in other words, value free. Really, I mean, there's no real value.
Right, and if you don't think through, you know, all the we're going to have spare embryos, we're doing and all those kinds of big ethical considerations, then, and not to mention selective reduction and that sort of thing.
Well, there was recently a story out of India, and this woman very well could have been a surrogate. The news story in India has a very surrogacy is a big business in India, and a lot of people from the West go there to get surrogate mothers. And this woman had 10 embryos that implanted. They all, she lost all of them. She was actually pregnant with all of them. They all kind of took.
Wow!
I guess,
yeah, they all implanted and developed.
Yeah, for a little while. And then all of them were lost at the same time, and so it's. And it's not like these people don't think about these things. I mean, they do. I mean, you kind of have to, because that's what's involved in it. But it's there is this. It is this right to have a child, and this it is kind of the flip side of the abortion thing where, you know, we're destroying life, and then on the other hand, we are doing all that we can to try to create life.
I think it's a very difficult, and I know what you think about this too, Jason, a very difficult thing, though, to explain to someone who's not grounded in an understanding of sexuality, you know, in catechized, who doesn't have an understanding of even, you know, what childbirth means. It's we live in this Twitter culture. I mean, it's very hard to make that argument to somebody who wants a child and have it make sense to them quickly. I mean, you really have to.
Yeah, and it reminds me a lot of an issue we've discussed a lot, which is marriage and how, you know, you can tell someone, oh, marriage is a sacred institution. Well, to a lot of people, that makes no sense whatsoever, because we've lived in a society for decades. A huge percentage of marriages end in divorce. People remarry. The idea that kind of the traditional understanding of marriage is not something that people feel in their gut because they haven't experienced it as a reality. And I think human sexuality and childbearing and that sort of thing have been separated. From childbearing and sexuality have been separated from one another long enough that there's a generation, or maybe two, that just don't. It doesn't come as an automatic thought that those are intricately and naturally connected. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of what Pope Paul VI talks about in Humanae Vitae. It goes back there when we're talking about separating the marital act from procreation with contraception and all the problems that that's going to lead to. And this, you know, IVF is the flip side of that. It's separating procreation. I mean, it's a flip side of contraception. Contraception is sex without babies, and that's been going on for how long now? And then IVF is babies without sex, and we've separated the two for so long that it's hard to explain this to people. Like, why is this a bad thing? Why is this wrong?
I think we're pretty much viewed, probably by most people, anybody who would cast any sort of moral shadow across IVF. You're viewed very much as a very you're out there in the fringe more.
Well,
than
and not only but that, but people are very. I mean, I've encountered this myself, but you have to be so careful because people interpret that as saying, "So you're just as with the wrongful birth." People say, "So you don't think my kid should be here?"
Exactly,
and that's the response they have. And you got to be careful. That's not what you're saying. That their kids are without value or something like that.
Because no matter how they were conceived, every child is a human person.
Well, even sacred dignity. You can love the child, but question the. I mean, like children conceived in rape, and children conceived, you know, in other ways outside of the loving embrace between a mother and a father. You know, we don't endorse. There are many ways that children can be conceived.
That's correct.
And the church only condones one way. But this way has, you know, become so. And even many of the children conceived this way are coming out and questioning the way they are conceived. They call them, there is a documentary called Anonymous Us, and it's about these children from anonymous sperm donors coming out and saying, you know, they were deliberately denied their, you know, their right to a connection with their biological heritage. And I remember one kid, you know, he said that he gets a lot of people say, you know, why are you complaining? If it wasn't for this anonymous sperm donor, you wouldn't be alive. So you should be. I mean, even these kids are getting this from our culture. Like, you should be thankful that this anonymous sperm donor donated his sperm to you. And he's like, look, I can be thankful for my life, but also question the way I came into it. And a lot of them are. And that
isn't there a movie out right now or coming out with, was it Vince Vaughn, where he's told that he's like the father of, I don't know, 1,000 children, you know, children or something like that?
Although that's not unheard of. I mean, there was a case a couple years ago where they found out this guy was the father of 150 children. And there's actually a...
And he didn't play in the NBA, did he?
No. But there's also a TV show on MTV right now called Generation Cryo, and it's about a girl who's trying to find her her biological father.
Wow. And I think part of the misunderstanding, too, is it's very similar to contraception in that people think that the church is opposed to artificial contraception because it's artificial, right? That the church is somehow opposed to technology or science or whatever.
Right.
When, no, the church is opposed to artificial contraception because it's contraception. It fundamentally changes the meaning of the sexual act in the same way it fundamentally changes the very meaning of parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to go to break. When we get back, I'm going to contest that the two of you's hero, especially Jason, William Shatner, Captain Kirk, captive to the culture of death. We'll be back with Chelsea Zimmerman and Jason Hall, your Catholic station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM.
Good Thursday afternoon. You're listening to On Call on your listener-supported Catholic station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM. We'll see partly sunny skies becoming partly cloudy for the rest of this afternoon and into the early evening with a high of 56. For tonight, skies become mostly cloudy with a low of 44, and a cloudy day for tomorrow with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm in the evening and a high of 59. This is Real Life Radio.
Here's a Catholic calendar update on Real Life Radio. The Cathedral of Christ the King will have its next Faith Talk, The Joyful Mysteries of the Rosary, on the first Wednesday of February from 6:15 to 7:30 p.m. in the Parish Life Center, Rooms D and E. On Wednesday, February 5th, the presentation special speaker will be Father Norman. For more information, call Elena at 268-1268. And that's a Catholic calendar update brought to you by Wine Styles on the corner of Moore Drive and Nicholasville Road. Find your style.
You may have heard of John T. Rich Opticians. After all, he's been providing fashionable eyewear to Central Kentuckians for decades in Winchester. But what you may not know is that John T. Rich Opticians now has a new location on Main Street in Lexington next to McGee's. John T. Rich Opticians features unique designer eyewear that you won't find anywhere else in Lexington. With convenient at-the-door parking, you'll be looking your best with the greatest of ease. Also, John T. Rich Opticians is happy to accept your John 1010 Club card for a 10% discount on your purchase. Some restrictions may apply. See how you could be seen today at John T. Rich Opticians.
Chrysler on Nicholasville is the fastest growing Dodge Jeep Chrysler store in the Midwest. And now Chrysler on Nicholasville has a special offer only for John 1010 Club members. For only $15.90, they'll change the oil in your car, check your front end alignment, give you a full brake inspection, check your air pressure, top off your fluids, and you can wait for your vehicle comfortably in their lounge, or they'll give you a ride to work while they perform the service. All for only $15.90. Only from Chrysler on Nicholasville, and only for John 1010 Club members.
Josie's Restaurant, with locations in Chevy Chase and Harrodsburg Road just past Manowar, has grown to be a top choice in casual dining in Lexington. And now that choice is even easier with Josie's great offer for John 1010 Club members. Show your John 1010 Club card to your server and get half-price appetizers after 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. And save even more when you take the whole family on Tuesdays to Josie's Harrodsburg Road location for their 68 cents kids meal. 68 cents kids meals and half-price appetizers. Put Josie's on your schedule today.
Does your parish or ministry struggle to keep everyone in the loop? Do you want a simple solution? Something that just works? Well, FlockNote.com was made for you. Create text message and email lists for every one of your ministries and groups, then import contacts you already have, or simply let members subscribe to your activities themselves via the web or text message right from their phones. It's never been easier to collect up-to-date contact information and then be able to send your groups an email or text message at the click of a button. Visit FlockNote.com for a free trial.
Are you looking for that special gift, the gift that truly reflects the real meaning of Christmas? Experience the Benedictus difference. Find a wide range of books, jewelry, and artwork, and absolutely the largest selection of nativities in Lexington, featuring brands like Fontanini, Willow Tree, and Joseph Studios. The new Benedictus is now in Southland Drive, open 10 to 6 Monday through Friday, 10 to 4 on Saturday. Find that unique gift for someone special. That's the Benedictus difference. The new Benedictus on Southland Drive in Lexington. Benedictus, for the gifts that memories are made of.
Good afternoon, Real Life Radio listeners. This is Jennifer with your traffic, brought to you by Kentucky Alarm Systems. Learn more at kyalarm.com. Injury collision on Versailles Road at Man O' War and Center Parkway between Green Tree Road and Olympia Road. Non-injury collision on Newtown Pike at I-75 and High Street at Lafayette Avenue. That's your traffic on the Catholic Station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM.
Welcome back into the Mike Allen Show on your Catholic Station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM. Only about 5 shopping days left until Christmas Eve. Get out and get what you need to if you're a slacker like me. I'm joined here today by Jason Hall, the Associate Director for the Catholic Conference of Kentucky, and Chelsea Zimmerman, who is a prolific blogger and editor. Check out her blog, reflectionsofaparalytic.com. And we'll be talking about a whole host of things. Now we want to shift gears and talk about one of your all's both favorite topics, Star Trek. Though I'm going to bring up a real concern. Actually, Chelsea, you're the first one who directed me to this on your own blog about how it seems as Captain Kirk in one episode given over to the culture of death.
Focus is more on the pro-life speech by the other.
Yeah, how do you say that? Hoden? Is that how you say
it? I don't know.
The ambassador.
Yeah, Hoden, that's what they say. Hoden?
He's the ambassador to this planet of Gideon, and he's having this conversation with Captain Kirk about they're having overpopulation problems, that they've become this mass of people. And I want you to hear, I'm going to play a little bit of this dialogue, maybe 30 seconds or so, for people to hear what Captain Kirk suggests is how they can deal with this overpopulation problem. So just listen in.
The birth rate continued to rise, and the population grew. Until now, Gideon is encased in a living mass who can find no rest, no peace, no joy.
Then why haven't you introduced any of the new techniques to sterilize men and women?
Every organ renews itself. It would be impossible.
Then let your people learn about the devices to safely prevent conception. The Federation will provide anything you need.
Wow. It's almost like the UN Population Control Group already prophesied there in Catholic Kirk, the new methods, the devices to present conception.
What do you mean, prophesy? This is 300 years in the future.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, really.
Wow. And then, you know, the head of the Federation, well, let me hear this real quick. He actually makes a pretty good argument about the sanctity of human life through conception and natural death.
But you see... The people of Gideon have always believed that life is sacred. that the love of life is the greatest gift. That is the one unshakable truth of Gideon. And this overwhelming love of life has developed our regenerative capacity and our great longevity.
Oh, you know, people talk mm-hmm. about, you know, moving to Malta. If things mm-hmm. continue to happen with our secularist, you know, mm-hmm. relativist culture of death, Gideon's looking pretty sweet to me about right now.
It's pretty crowded there, from what I hear.
It's a little crowded, yeah.
But the, you know, in the show, that the rest of the plot is that what Gideon's trying, what the people of Gideon, including, are trying to do, is to get a disease that Kirk has and has been cured of and implant it in his daughter so that it then spreads and results in, like, this pandemic which kills a bunch of people on Gideon.
So maybe not as pro-life as they seem.
Kirk saves the daughter's life, so I just want to point that out, okay?
He redeems himself somewhat.
I did point out that I didn't think that his... Oh, despite his pro-life speech, I don't think that his approach to curing their population problem was much better.
Well, and also, you know, one thing about Star Trek is that the real topical episodes, like in the original series, the ones that really focused on concerns of the 1960s, they have not aged as well as some of the other episodes where there's one with hippies, like alien hippies in it. But and it's the same way with The Next Generation. You've got these a few episodes that are based on, like, concerns of the 90s, you know, so you have, like, a sexual harassment episode. Those are not as good as the more purely sci-fi ones.
They don't age as gracefully, huh?
Yeah, they get pretty outdated.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe there's hope for Kirk yet. All right. One other thing you want to touch on is we've got about a minute left here in this segment. Jason, you made note of, you know, everybody's talking about Evangelii Gaudium, the letter from Pope Francis. He kind of clarified some things in an interview, and he talked about an ecumenism of blood between Catholics and Protestants and all the baptized. Give us a real quick synopsis of what that is and how people can access that interview.
Well, the interview is available. It was published in La Stampa, right? The Italian newspaper. And so you can just search for that. It's pretty easy to find. But the point that he made, which I think is important, because, you know, Pope Benedict spoke a great deal about, you know, the level of martyrdom that we're seeing around the world. The 20th century was the bloodiest century in the history of the church and all that. But Pope Francis talks about how the ecumenical side, that are the enemies of Christ, those who are murdering Christians because they're Christians, don't care if you're Catholic or Lutheran or Anglican or whatever. They view Christians as Christians. And so he talked about that as kind of the other side of ecumenism, you know, how our enemies view us, which I thought was a very powerful way of looking at it. And he spoke about a particular case where I believe a Catholic and a Lutheran were martyred together. And, you know, of course, the canonization process for the Catholic is ongoing. And
sure,
the priest said if he could, he would. What's the name? The postulator, what it was called, the head of the that runs the cause, said that if he was, if it was up to him, he'd canonize the Lutheran too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have to go to our last break. We'll be back in just a minute to wrap up. Your Catholic station, Real Life Radio, 1380
94.9 FM. Good Thursday afternoon from Real Life Radio. We'll see increasing cloudiness for the rest of today with a high in the middle 50s. For tonight, our skies will be mostly cloudy with a low of 44. For tomorrow, a cloudy day with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm by the evening with a high of 59. And periods of showers and thunderstorms possible on Saturday with some of the storms producing some heavy rainfall, cloudy skies with a high of 65. This is Real Life Radio.
Here's a Catholic calendar update on Real Life Radio. You are invited to celebrate Valentine's weekend at the Saints Francis and John 3rd Annual Winter Gala on Saturday, February 15th from 5 to 11 p.m. at the Griffin Gate Marriott. Enjoy a delicious four-course gourmet dinner, drinks, music, and dancing for only $65 a person. There will also be a silent auction during the evening. To purchase tickets, call the parish office at 502-863-2607. And that's a Catholic calendar update brought to you by Wine Styles on the corner of Moore Drive and Nicholasville Road. Find your style.
Have you ever dreamed of eating dinner inside a real castle? Well, now you can. The Castle Post on Versailles Road is open and taking reservations Tuesday through Saturday night. The Castle Post has been the choice for actual royalty from all over the world with its three-course and five-course dinners that are quite literally fit for a king and queen. And now, fit for you, John 1010 Club members, because you receive a very special 10% off discount. Call 879-1000. That's 879-1000. The Castle Post, because you deserve the very best.
Good afternoon, Real Life Radio listeners. This is Jennifer with your traffic, brought to you by Kentucky Alarm Systems. Learn more at kyalarm.com. Injury collision on Richmond Road at Yorkshire Boulevard. Newtown Pike at I-75. Versailles Road at Man O' War Boulevard and Center Parkway at Green Tree Road and Olympia Road. And that's your traffic on your Catholic station, Real Life Radio 1380 and 94.9 FM.
Wrapping things up on the Mike Allen Show, Jason Hall, Chelsea Zimmerman, thank you all so much for your time. Blessings on your Christmas.
You too.
You too.
All right. And I would say go Gators, but they don't have a bowl game to play in. Your Catholic station, Real Life Radio, 1380 and 94.9 FM, WMJR, Nicholasville, Lexington.